Welcome to the Coach Jim Newstead Show. This is Jay Nauer here on WestPlatteSports.com, and coming into the game tonight, or at least Friday night, we'll be talking about that here in just a little bit. We'll review a little bit of what went on last week as the West Platte Blue Jays traveled to South Harrison. I know, Coach, the score of that didn't turn out the way we would want it to for sure, but certainly, it was an interesting test with a team like South Harrison. I was impressed with, as we talked about last week, their size, as well as their offensive line, this kind of thing. And certainly, they certainly proved to be a formidable foe. Certainly, last Friday night.
Yeah, they were a good football team, and they had two guys in the offensive line that proved it. They had really good speed, moving the quarterback is an exceptional athlete, yeah. And the running back is tough as nails. So. We held our own with them for a while. You know, first quarter we came out in our first play of the game, we scored that touchdown, right. And we had that block in the back call, and it wasn't a bad call or a good call. It's kind of one of those calls that could have won either way. You know, let that go, and people don't. So I thought we came out with a lot of rigor at the start of the game. I thought we came ready to play. We had another big play called back, like a 30-yard gain on a pass play that Dublin Carnahan got down the 10-yard line right. On it. That was negated by a penalty, too. So I think those two things kind of killed us in the first quarter. We were, at the end of the first quarter, still 0-0, so our defense held them pretty well. And then even in the second half, they scored two touchdowns, but one of the touchdowns was just kind of a missed key on us. There wasn't any big drives there in the first half. They just had two big plays, and they got us 13-0. And I thought going in at halftime, 13-0 was a decent score with a team as good as South Harrison.
Right.
Eventually, it is kind of wore us down with the size, and they kind of went in a scoring spree there in the third quarter, scoring 22 points, 14 to the fourth. We just got tired and wore down. It's not like we quit or anything. They had more numbers than we did and had bigger size, and our boys just got tired. I was really impressed with Luke Hiley. He kind of was a little shy in the first game, but he came out in the second game and had 146 yards passing. Our passing game was right on. And then our running game, not so far on. I mean, we only had 62 yards rushing. So that was kind of our downfall there. Their defense was kind of stingy with the rush there. But first game of the year against Lone Jack, we ran for 300 and Howley threw. And this game we threw a bunch and Howley run. So I'm hoping this tomorrow night against Plattsburgh we get somewhere in the middle where we got a good running game and a good passing game.
Well, you know, that's what, in talking with, Gritz Parker there as we were, closing out there, we were most impressed that the Blue Jays adapted, with the team of South Harrison. May not be the greatest team in the world to run against, but adapted, to come back and score a couple touchdowns or at least make some decent yards, as you just mentioned, adapting to your passing game. So I like that how, the team's just not married to one facet of the offense. They can make adjustments and go to the passing game, which we were impressed with.
Yeah, I mean, I was impressed with my receivers and quarterback. My whole line, we didn't give up a sack either. They had a good right. D-line, and we never did a sack. We did miss a lot of pass a little bit, and we dropped a few balls. Luke was 9 for 18. And I think most of those drops were people just dropped the ball. It wasn't Luke's fault, so. Really impressed with Luke. I was really impressed with Trent Taylor. He's been a phenomenal leader for me this year, and he's had a sensational game. He had 113 yards receiving with a 75-yard touchdown, and he ran a kickoff return back for 95 yards for a touchdown. So he's been exceptional. We're going to try and find some more weight in the ball this week. Try to some runs and so forth. So we got a few formations where Trent's going to be in the backfield, and hopefully he can help us with his speed.
Certainly get the ball in the hands of the people that can produce. Certainly, I think that's a good strategy. And, Coach, I predict South Harrison will probably do some decent things in their district, too. Like I said, they've got a very impressive leader there in their quarterback and a very good offensive line. That can take you a long way. Certainly, I'm also impressed with West Platte and certainly how they adapted to. Any other performances of note or any silver linings we can talk about regarding the Blue Jays?
Well, Brandon James averaged 6 yards a carry. I know he only got like 45 yards, but he's going to get a lot more carries too. It's been kind of a three back backfield. I've been sharing a spot with three guys, but Brandon's proved to himself that he's going to be the leader there. So he's going to get some more carries there. And I was really impressed with him, his leadership too. My defense, you know, Lamar Henderson, who had another sack, but he's wearing game three, he's already got four sacks. He's a loaded. I kind of moved Lamar everywhere. I put him at D-tackle, D-end. I wish I had like four of him. Not to say the other D-line aren't good, but Lamar is an exceptional athlete. He's got a great motor, so I'm hoping that we've moved some people around on defense. Will think he's going to play D-line this week as their linebacker. I'm trying to get some depth on the D-line, so I don't want to get overtired like last time. So.
Right.
We've made a couple changes of moving people around to try and help our depth problems. So, Will think he's a great linebacker. I just need more depth at D-line to get moved down there. He's handled that change pretty well at practice, and I think he'll have a good game. We did the same thing with Emmett Sullivan. We moved him from linebacker to D-line. So, we've got some people that are going to help us with our depth. I'm really excited of the practice we had this week. We had a great week of practice, and I think we're really, really fired up to play some Plattsburgh Tigers.
Well, that's good to hear, Coach, and certainly I like the idea where we're talking about kids with great motors and getting some depth in there. That certainly looks for a great future when we're able to provide those types of things. But we've kind of worked in something new into our show, and I hope I didn't catch you off guard too bad with this, Coach, but we always have a coach's moment, and I think me and you may agree on one statement I think we both could make is why football, we believe, is the best team sport ever invented, Coach. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, I think there's a lot of accountability in football because there's so many different positions you can play. You can have a guy that has to play scout team every day at practice, and that's his contribution to the team's win. I have a kid that plays just on special teams, and that's his contribution. Everyone has to be accountable. There's so many positions and so many parts of the game where that if you don't have accountability, that you can have some weaknesses and people can exploit them. So there's so much accountability in football, and I love that part. My philosophy on the team this year is if accountability doesn't work unless you do. So that's kind of the model we live by, and that's kind of the model I live by. You know, I didn't grow up in the greatest home life. I was raised by a mother who had five kids and had no father, and we weren't very rich or very much money at all. So I kind of had a rough life, and football kind of helped me turn around. And that's why I became a football coach, is I want to give that opportunity to other people that, you know, football can do a lot for you. There's accountability, there's responsibility, there's discipline, there's team building, and there's just so much in the football, and it's just a grind, and it's one of the lessons that taught me for life how to be a human being, how to be an adult. So I'm hoping to pass it on to my other players as I coach over the years.
Wow, that's a great analysis, and certainly that's you know, we're not only creating football teams, we're creating a good young people, and I think that's a good recipe what you just delivered there, Coach. Well, I tell you what. Tell you what. We've got the Tigers coming into town here, and we're looking forward to playing them here in just a few moments. We'll be back right after this.
The Shane Barty Law Offices, located in downtown Weston, Missouri, is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's to your best interest to turn to the Shane Barty Law Offices located at 421 Main Street, Weston, Missouri, or give them a call for an appointment at 816-386-4025. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies the landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at bigbucksupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in west of Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience, or check out their catering menu at www.10-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100.
Well, welcome back. Our next opponent for the West Platte Blue Jays is a team, boy, are we familiar with, the Plattsburgh Tigers. I think we played them two games in a row to end the season last year. And they come into West Platte here into Eskridge Stadium to take on the 1-1 Blue Jays. Now, Plattsburgh, they come into this game. They won their first game, which was a close one over Polo, 7-0, and they won their first game played in their new stadium over St. Joseph Christian, 51-6. And, Coach, from the record that Plattsburgh's developed, looks like they have a formidable team. And what's the scouting report we see on Plattsburgh?
Well, they had a really good old line, and they came off the ball hard. You know, Plattsburgh's always got tough kids.
Yep.
I've not been in first year in the conference, and I just kind of know Plattsburgh's always got a little tough time and tough kids. So they're going to be pretty tough. They might not be all the biggest, but they're going to be strong in the line. They're going to get up the ball. They have a great running back. It's Austin Rankin, number two. He ran for them last year. When he gets going downhill, he is hard to stop.
So yep.
We've done some things to try to key on him, and quarterback is a good scrambler. He's got a lot of good yards scrambling on passing. He's got good passes. Number four, Caden Carter, is the quarterback, so we have to work on him. And then on defense and offense, they have a really good lineman called Gabe Rainwater, number 73, and they kind of move him around a little bit, so we have to figure out where he's at all the time. And they have a really good linebacker, Nathan Bass, number 54, and we got to find him. He blitzes a lot, so he did a lot of work on our old line today, getting their eyes up and looking for blitzes. And their offense is pretty traditional. It's kind of a shotgun pistol look with a lot of power and a lot of runs and so forth. So they're a main run team, so we got to find a way to stop the run. We didn't do so well stopping the run last week, giving up 450 yards rushing, but we really worked hard this week in stopping the run. So I think we're better prepared for this team. I think we're more focused. I think that we're a little more excited because it is Plattsburgh, and it's usually kind of a big rival between the two of us.
Well, you know, in looking at the keys for victory, certainly we can look a little bit last week, but gosh, after playing Plattsburgh quite a bit over the last couple of years, whether it's in district play, I'm sure that's got the, like you mentioned, got the kids motivated, and I'm sure there are other keys you're looking at as far as the Blue Jay victory.
Yeah, not only that, it's not just that we're playing for motivation, too. We talk to the team, you know. We're in the exact same place we were last year at this time.
Okay.
I mean, we were 1-1 last year, and last year we didn't win a game after this. So, I mean, we kind of preached to the kids, and the kids have preached to each other that this is kind of a turning point. If we want to ever break that trend of getting more wins and being better than we have been the last couple of years, that we really have to come out to this game like it's a Super Bowl and play as well as we can.
Wow, that's I like that analysis. And certainly, we're looking forward to it, and looking forward to broadcasting at home as well, too. We had our issues from the broadcast booth last, as we just did not have enough bandwidth to get much of a broadcast out last Friday, but we're certainly looking forward to covering the Plattsburgh versus West Platte game tomorrow night as well. Now, Coach, the KCI conference play starts for all the teams in the KCI, and we're not sure about the situation with Lathrop, I believe. East Buchanan and Lathrop were scheduled, so we don't know the status of that. But looks like Mid-Buchanan starting off to a great start this year, 2-0. They're playing Lawson, 0-1. Penny, who is 1-1, is playing at North Platte next week. And then Plattsburgh, of course, 2-0 versus West Platte, 1-1. Coach, this KCI conference looks like, once again, to be tough and balanced. And how do you see things starting off to kick off this KCI conference?
Well, it's a good conference, that's for sure. And that's one of the things that was impressive when I came here is how well the conference is and how good coaching you get in the conference and the type of kids you get. So I think it's all up in the air. I think no one's going to in conference, you know, it's kind of early to figure that out anyways. It's just non-conference games. But, you know, one has to think that Mid-Buck has had traditionally really good teams, that they're kind of in the forerun. And East-Buck, I was really impressed watching their film because they played South Harrison week one, and they beat South Harrison. So they've got a really good ball team. You know, Lawson and Lathrop, they're always good. You know, I can expect from them. So the conference is strong as always, and hopefully we can be a bigger contender in it this year than we have been in the past.
So we're looking forward to that, Coach. Well, we wish you well as the West Platte Blue Jays. Wish you well tomorrow night versus Plattsburgh. And, Coach, we'll catch up with you in the press box after the game. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for all your coverage, and I look forward to tomorrow night.